The fact that the osprey has never been one of my favourite birds of prey was not going to stop me accepting an invitation to record them at a nest in the Highlands of Scotland. Little did I know just how rewarding, but at times utterly miserable, an adventure it would be. Armed with the legal paperwork, and with the help of Forest Enterprise, the first job was to place the microphone in the nest. Now, ospreys live on the top of trees, and the excitement of standing on a slippery branch 40 feet above Scotland is made even greater when one is being dive-bombed by very large predators with lots of pointy bits.
Oof-wee. That was close.
But soon all was in place, and back in my hide I heard the sound of Mother returning within the hour, landing breathlessly on the edge of the nest. And then she proceeded to vent her anger at my microphone, so rudely positioned in her tidy living room. But after those few chilling alarm calls, and her addition of some local moss to disguise the intruder, she settled down to brood. And none too soon, because now it began to drizzle, and there would be a lot of drizzle. The next day, the 12th of June, dawned drizzly. But, keen as mustard, I was up at 3 and getting some nice recordings, as Mum found an old bit of fish in the nest and fed tiny morsels to each begging chick. After a long 10-hour stint and feeling very damp, it was back to the tent for the rest of the day, looking forward to 3 a.m. on the 13th of June, which dawned drizzly again. This time, when I reached the hide, which from now on would be charmingly ankle-deep in water, the chicks were asleep and snoring quietly. That is, until Dad landed with a small flounder. These feeding visits are the highlight of working with raptors, and I eagerly awaited my next trip, which was 6 days later, and this time it wasn't drizzling. It was raining. Depressed and wet again, I listened as the skies darkened and the hail bounced around while the mother protected her chicks. Lucky chicks. Forced to spend the next 16 hours on the back seat of my Land Rover with only Test Match Special and a bottle of whiskey for company, just imagine my emotions when the 21st of June dawned dry, calm, perfect recording conditions. I got the first feed at 5:30 and later a most remarkable sound, the nest protection display of the mother as two intruding ospreys flew over the territory. But by far the best day came on the 2nd of July, with the weather calm, dry and humid. The young, now 35 days old and looking like proper ospreys, were getting quite large, making their treetop accommodation rather cramped. With so little space, they often sat right on top of the microphone, enabling me to hear the heartbeat of a sleeping wild osprey, pumping away at over 200 beats a minute. And then, at 6:40 a.m, the peace of the forest was shattered by breakfast. Dad arrives, carrying a big brown trout, and what follows made all those dreary, wet days fade into memory. So, after 5 weeks' work, a lot of mosquito bites, 2,500 miles of driving, and with nearly 20 hours of recordings in the bag, it was time to remove the mic, wind up the cable, and leave the forest. A last glance showed the mother standing, as so often, on the edge of the nest, uttering her insistent call to the male for yet more food. I know how he feels. If only my fly fishing was that successful.